All right, let's head to Mount Alexander Show. Now, say a very good morning to CEO Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning.
Morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve.
Morning. How did the Queen's Birthday weekend go for you? Had a few reschedulings organised.
Yes, there was a bit less going on than what we'd hoped to have on, Steve, that's for sure. So, hearts go out to all the event organisers who've had to cancel their events over the weekend because we know that they do so much work to put those on. And just a few people would have been looking forward to, Steve, that have happily been rescheduled at least, though they will eventually happen. The main game, which is a fundraising footy game, that's been rescheduled to take place in September, I believe. And Castlemaine Jazz Festival organisers are deciding on when they may reschedule too, so that's one we're not certain about yet. But the antique enthusiasts will be pleased to hear that the Melbourne Swap Meet has been rescheduled to Sunday the 11th of July, and the art collectors can put the Rotary Art Show into their calendars for the last weekend in July, which will be 30th of July through to Sunday the 1st of August. So, yes, a few changes there, unfortunately, Steve, but at least for the most part, they will happen a bit later on.
We last week had to hear all about Steve banging on ad infinitum about the damage to South Fork, his property out there in beautiful Mount Alexander Shire, and, you know, trees on the road and that sort of thing. But how's the damage cleanup gone? Because it was pretty bad.
Yeah, well, and everything's relative too, Rollo, because we certainly had our fair share of trees down as well as power lines down throughout the Shire, but from a private property perspective, houses were not as badly affected in number as certainly what our Shire to the south experienced. Hepburn and Macedon seemed to get off a lot worse than what we did. But, yeah, certainly there was a bit of damage around Harcourt, Elphinstone, Taradale and Ravenswood South, I believe. So, yeah, a bit of work still to be done there, but we've certainly had a lot of staff out tidying up roads as well as the fantastic workers of the SES and the like doing their part too to help us out. So, yeah, it's still a little bit to go, but certainly hasn't been quite as bad here as what it was in other places.
Good.
Robbo,
yeah.
And, yeah, we've had a few of our staff actually helping out down in Hepburn, I know, because they were so badly affected over there and still are.
Yeah.
Yes, Robbo's mocking me, of course, because I only lost three fences with trees across them. He thinks that's funny. Anyway.
No. But I tell you what, I have been searching for that 1985 stock photo that he used that allegedly was a tree across his road so he couldn't come to work.
That was good. Yeah. No, I really, you back me up. The trees were really bad down the area, and not as bad as you say they were. But anyway, let's get on from my trees. The council budget opens tomorrow.
Well, actually, it's on the agenda tonight at the council meeting, Steve. So that's unfortunately, just I should say that the council meeting tonight, people won't be able to come along and sit in the gallery. We have been directed by the state to hold that meeting via Zoom, so we will be doing that under current restriction requirements.
Well, that's disappointing,
always,
mate.
We can tune in.
We were both going as well.
Yeah, I know. Had the good duds out. We were going to turn up there, and yeah, because we were saying we've had trouble getting to sleep lately, and we just thought.
Don't forget that you can watch it again anytime you like on our YouTube channel, gents. It's Friday night movie night at our place if you want to come around.
Jeez, she's rocking and rolling at the Fuzzard House, that's for sure. Anyway, we digress. Go on.
It does kick off at 6:30 tonight, and yes, you can watch it on our YouTube channel. But one of the big items on the budget, on the agenda tonight, as you say, Steve, is the proposed budget for next year. It's a bit bigger than what we even thought it was going to be, with some late funding coming through from the state and federal government, which we're very appreciative of. So we've got a lot of things in there, but we did also have a community consultation process on that. We got 23 community submissions in late May to that first draft budget. We had 9 people speak to the councillors at a special meeting, and after the councillors heard those submissions and talked some more, they've decided to make some further adjustments to the proposed budget. So out of that came just a couple of them. Detailed design to convert Taradale's old tennis court facilities into a multi-use community facility. There's a pre-feasibility study into the Castlemaine to Maryborough rail trail. There's further support for the Chute and Swimming Pool Committee of Management coming, and the detailed design of a new pavilion and netball courts at Camp Reserve in Castlemaine were all adjustments that were made through that consultation process. And that's on top of the usual significant programs of things that we've got, some of which including Fogarty Gap Road. We've got a significant safety improvement project there between Woodbrook Road and Laversha Road, which locals will know has been a terrible place for people getting hurt in recent years. We're upgrading Spring Street in Malden, which desperately needs it. People will be happy to hear that the Castlemaine and Campbell's Creek levies will see a lot of progress over the next 2 years with significant funding going to those, as well as work on the Newstead levy banks starting to get developed. And much more. We've got streetscape work continuing. We've got the last section of the Campbell's Creek Trail has been funded, as well as that path now going to be extended all the way out to the Recreation Reserve in Campbell's Creek, which is a great result there. Yeah. We've got lighting out at the Newstead Rec Reserve. We've got a 3D digital Welcome to Country installation at the Castlemaine Visitor Information Centre, which will be to celebrate and acknowledge local Aboriginal heritage and culture. We're very excited about that one and very grateful to the state for the funding for that, as well as lots more.
Yeah. Yes.
So make sure you tune in and we'll see what the councillors do with the draft budget tonight.
You blokes will be busier than a one-legged man at a bum-kicking contest, I tell you. Always good to chat, Darren. Good luck with the meeting tonight. It does sound like there's a lot on the agenda, and we look forward to chatting again next week to you.
Thank you, both.
Good on you. Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Call at Gold, Central Victoria.